proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is, once again, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Well, we certainly live in exciting times, don't we?
Yes, we certainly do.
Exciting and dangerous. So please pick up the story of where you think we are.
Well, I'm going to comment on one miscellaneous story, which is very telling about our times. It seems like there are the most vitriolic attacks I've ever seen on television, especially Fox News, just denigrating and vilifying Rosie O'Donnell for questioning the official version of the 9/11 truth. Now, I've never been a fan of talk television, and especially people like Oprah or Rosie O'Donnell. They're usually fairly mainstreamed. They talk about things that are the lowest common denominator that people who watch that kind of television are accustomed to. But it takes a fair amount of courage, I must say, for someone with a 30 million person audience to dare breach this untold or unsaid rule that you shall not question the official version about 9/11. And even though Rosie O'Donnell has said in an interview that she doesn't believe the government was involved in the conspiracy, I mean, I find that hard to believe that anyone could see the anomalies that she's mentioned, and you know, I think she's just trying to save herself by saying that, because then she knows they'd crucify her for that. But it's just amazing to me, these people who claim to be conservatives, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, and John Bishop and others are just calling her fat slime. I mean, these are the most insulting things you could say. No one deserves to be called those types of things on the air. And
Tokyo Rosie is another term.
What is that?
Tokyo Rosie.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, and this is, of course, Bill O'Reilly. These people who cannot debate the issues, all they can do is call names like little tiny boys. It shows the shallowness. Why don't they address the issues of what she says? And, of course, you don't address the issue. You attack the. You don't like the message. You attack the messenger with vitriol, and you never give them a chance to respond. And, you know, I think this is a beautiful example of how effectively the other side is able to silence anybody who dares speak out and tell the truth. And I saw those clips, you know, of what she said. Even though I agree with you, I do not like Rosie. I will give her credit for being honest and trying to bring the truth out and questioning the official line. I hope every one of our listeners will go up. They are up on Google. You can Google in Rosie O'Donnell and perhaps 9/11, something of that sort. Pull up the clips. They're well worthwhile watching, and understand, you know, why they have to silence her, because they cannot let the American people begin to think. And I think she got some people thinking.
Well, very definitely, or they wouldn't be doing these attacks. I mean, the word is out. You've got to crucify Rosie O'Donnell. And the reason that they cannot address the arguments anymore, and they keep referring back to the old debunking arguments of popular mechanics, which was clearly an establishment attempt to debunk. A lot of money was thrown at those superficial studies. But the information that has come out now and the proofs that come out now are so much more substantive than the straw men that it was fairly easy for popular mechanics to knock down. I mean, if your listeners go to profjones.com, that's for Professor Stephen Jones, profjones.com, they can see his latest PowerPoint presentations. There's the original one that he gave at a college in Utah, which showed his analysis from the physics point of view of the free fall of the buildings, and especially building number 7, giving the evidence of explosive. But now he's got a PowerPoint presentation on the forensic analyses done of the materials, the residue, showing the massive presence of thermite. Now, thermite is a variance of thermite, the burning charge that is used to melt massive quantities of steel, which explains, the only thing that explains, by the way, the huge quantities of molten metal in the bottom of the World Trade Center. And thermite is where you add sulfur to it to increase the burning capability, and there's huge quantities of sulfur in the residue and aluminum, which are two major components of thermite, and no other way to explain those things. And in addition, he's got a phenomenal photograph that came out of the wreckage there, which shows one of the major principal central core columns, the 47 columns that held up each of the World Trade Center buildings, which had to be taken out, of course, for these buildings to come down in the form that they did. And it shows a 45-degree cut on these massive pillars. And obviously there's no way for that to occur in the collapse of a building. You could have a bent-over pillar, you could have a twisted pillar or something, but you would never have, you know, a 45-degree slice. And he shows several demolition experts talking about the fact that that's always how they put the cutting charges on beams, because then the beam slides off its foundation. If you put a cutting charge on horizontally and blow it, the beam is going to sit right back down on it. It won't have the ability to keep from toppling over, but it won't come collapsing down. That's what they wanted to do. I was one of the first to notice in one of the videos of the North Tower going down that the antennas on top of the building start to descend a fraction of a second before the rest of the building, which is proof that the central core columns were blown and came down in that manner. So these kinds of evidence, I mean, that one photograph is literal proof that there were cutting charges in that building. You've got a physical photograph of a cutting charge on one of the major beams. And, you know, a person could say, well, and I'm sure when they get around to trying to debunk this, they'll say, well, the dismantlers cut that off with a torch in order to get a stub out of the way. And that cannot be true, though, because there's no way that a dismantler would cut at that kind of an angle, because when you're looking at 2-inch thick steel, when you put it on an angle, that becomes 4 inches, which is nearly impossible for a cutting torch to do at an angle like that. And so it just doesn't make sense, except for the fact that it was a cutting charge. But those are the kinds of evidence that that Bill O'Reilly and the Sean Hannitys do not want to discuss. They cannot discuss. They do not have answers for it. And it becomes increasingly difficult to get experts to lie on the stand, you know, to give irrational explanations for such things.
And we'll be back here in just a moment with Dale Skousen.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Danny and I would like to invite you to join us for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music and dance. It'll be this Saturday, April the 7th at 7 p.m. The place, 3J's, Johnstown Java and Jams here in Johnstown, Colorado. Seating is limited, so you do need to make advance reservations. There will be a $7 love offering taken at the door. So we invite you to join us once again, April the 7th, 7 p.m., 3J's. See you there.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and Joel was just simply discussing why the Twin Towers came down and certainly the attack on Rosie O'Donnell. And I would simply point out that the people who were responsible for taking down the Twin Towers and Building 7 and killing all those Americans can never allow the American people to know the truth, because think of the implications. That means the attack on Afghanistan and all the people who died there was unnecessary. Other people, the attack on Iraq and all the people who died there was unnecessary. And, of course, if we do go into Iran and we attack there, perhaps just with our Air Force, but all the people who will die and of course, the confrontation that will come between America and the Muslim world, all unnecessary, all goes back to 9-1-1. We can never allow the American people to learn the truth.
Yes, there's really no way to escape the conclusion when you understand that the Twin Towers came down by demolition. And certainly we know that building number 7 came down with demolition. And we have proof now on the World Trade Center coming down by demolition. And there's lots of other evidence of that, too. The flimsy excuses that that fuel explosions caused the lobby windows to blow out is very, very easy to debunk, because if it were a fuel explosion, as the janitor Rodriguez claims it wasn't, because he says the explosion came off before, in fact, the aircraft hit the building. But in any case, there would have been huge clouds of black smoke in the lobby. It's a very high two-story lobby with big white ceilings, and I watched the videos. The firefighters came into that lobby, and you hear them talking, look, all the windows have been blown out. There's been a massive explosion here. And but you see no lingering black smoke, no smudges on the ceiling, no residue whatsoever of any fuel type explosion that would explain this. And so and it's not that there wasn't any wind that day, a very mild breeze, so that you can't explain it away by the air being scavenged out, especially since the lobby windows, were only one story windows, and the lobby is at least 2.5 stories inside a large cavern, of which the smoke would have gone up there and still been present. And the camera pans around the entire lobby, and there's not a trace of black smoke. So our government is lying to us, but there's no possible way that the terrorists could have had access to the building on the weekends that we now know the shutdown occurred, that these buildings were closed down completely. Nobody was allowed to go in those. They were dark on the weekends, according to one witness who called in on the Art Bell show where I was being interviewed, and Art Bell was giving me a bad time about my theories concerning 9/11, and he said, look, I commute every day from New Jersey across the Staten Island Bridge into New York, and I watch the World Trade Centers every night. I work nights, he says, and that weekend before 9/11, those two towers were black as the ace of spades. There wasn't any light at all in those two buildings. They were being shut down for maintenance, says Silverstein and his organization, and but there is no explanation for shutting down the whole building. for maintenance. And the fact that there weren't any lights going on explains that they were, in fact, working on the central core, which is not in the lighted area that's visible from the outside. In other words, all of the charges on those major pillars couldn't be set without ever stepping foot in anybody's office building throughout the main outer perimeter areas of the building. So these types of things, as we said, cannot be debunked as typical debunking articles like, the Popular Mechanics article or the NIST report, the National Institute of Standards, which came out. They basically have to put out scenarios that cannot be verified or that only touch upon the things that can be explained away fairly easily. And one of the things that Professor Jones pointed out about the NIST study explaining the pancaking collapse of the floors is they said they made various computer models, and yet they refused to run the computer simulation and allow the public to see the computer simulation. Now, what that means is when you run a computer model of the collapse, then the computer model designs the building, and it shows it collapsing, and you can put it side by side with the real collapse and see if it matches. And they refuse to do that. And I'll tell you why, Dr. Stan, is because the two videos, the computerized one and the real one, would not have matched. Even with that thing, you would have never got that building with the laws of conservation of momentum of all that steel and concrete to have come down with the same speed without cutting charges. And there's no way that they could have shown that video, and they did not, and they refused to do so. So the public needs to continue to understand and come to grips with the fact that our government was responsible for 9/11. I'll say it openly. And we need to understand our government is a criminal organization now, that they do illegal activities, that they use national security to cover it up. And we've got to get used to the fact now I am not calling for another investigation by Congress. There is no way that it would not be covered up just as they covered up this other one. Every one of the Kennedy assassination subsequent investigations after the Warren Commission were cover-ups. Even though each one acknowledged a little bit more of the conspiracy, none of it was ever an acknowledgement. And the only way to have a proper investigation of this is to let those who suspect a government conspiracy to run the investigation and have subpoena power and call all the people before them and have the power to get to the bottom of that. That's the only way to run a real investigation. You cannot staff it with people who don't want to see the truth, who are government hacks, and expect to get anything out of one of these investigations. So switching gears now, Dr. Stan, I'm very, very concerned about two legal things that have come out. There is the outrageous denial of the Constitution's requirement for a speedy trial by a woman judge that I reported on in last week's brief. A federal judge refused to dismiss terrorism charges against Jose Padilla. Now, that's the citizen, U.S. citizen, who has been in isolation in a Navy brig for 3.5 years. And he said that the defense had said that his case needs to be dismissed because he was denied the constitutional right to a speedy trial. And this judge had the outrageous temerity to say that his time in the Navy brig did not count because he had not yet been charged. In other words, the criminal charges came when Padilla, a U.S. citizen accused of being an al-Qaeda operative, was added to an existing Muslim terrorism support indictment in 2005. Only then, said the judge, did the clock start for the Sixth Amendment right to a speedy trial. In other words, this compromised judge said the government can keep a U.S. citizen indefinitely in prison, and it doesn't violate the Constitution as long as he isn't charged with a crime. Now, this is the most novel interpretation you have ever heard. No judge has ever taken that interpretation before. And yet, I believe this judge would not have had the temerity to do so had she not received assurances that nobody would disbar or remove her from the bench for this kind of interpretation. Now, in fact, there is some substance to the basis of her charge, and that is that in normal procedures, there is usually up to a 2 or 3 day period in which the government is given a chance to come before the judge and present their charges. And sometimes they have to go up and rustle up the charges and find out, you know, what the guy has done that they've arrested, and put together the pieces for the hearing before the judge. And they're given a couple of days to do that. But in no way has that ever been used to exceed a week's time, let alone 3.5 years. Do you see what I'm saying?
And the thing is that they lied to the American people. They told the American people Padilla was involved with a plan to use a dirty bomb and kill a lot of American people.
They never provided that evidence.
And the other thing is, we find out now that one reason they went after him, because he was asked to become an informant within the Muslim community, and he refused to do it. And this was his punishment.
Correct.
We will destroy you for refusing to do what we tell you to do. That's what they did with Randy Weaver, and they killed his wife and his son because he wouldn't become an informant. So if the government ever comes to you and tells you to become an informant, you better do it.
Well, that's exactly the truth, and that's why we have so many informants involved with all these proposed or supposed terrorist events, the London bombing, and especially we find out in these supposed chemical bombs that were going to be mixed together on board, and the airliners that shut down the entire transatlantic airline system for 2 or 3 days. We find out they were always the presence of Asian provocateurs from Britain involved with these people and teaching them how to do it and egging them on. It's not hard, Dr. Stan, to find discontented Muslim youth on chat rooms, but believe me, the terrorists don't use these chat rooms. These are where agent provocateurs lurk, trying to get people involved in these things.
Sure.
But you know, in a supreme act of cowardly behavior, the Supreme Court this week refused to review the habeas corpus stripping provisions of the Military Commissions Act. This was the case of Bom Dien versus Bush and Al Oda. These are two people in Guantanamo Bay, and 45 men who challenged the constitutional of the habeas corpus stripping provisions of the Military Commissions Act. And on Monday, Justices Stephen Breyer, David Souter, Ruth Bader Ginsburg voted for the review, but true to form, the Bush supporters, John Roberts, Samuel Alito, and Tanine Scalia, and Clarence Thomas, voted to deny review. I mean, this is just incredible. This is the bill that basically says that there are no rights to appeal and no court shall have any jurisdiction over the decisions of this military tribunal. And the Supreme Court had a chance to say that's unconstitutional, to deny that no court shall have a jurisdiction to review these procedures. In fact, two of the justices denied it on the basis that they hadn't exhausted their remedies. That is, that they had to go ahead and be tried by the military commission before that they could appeal, even though the Military Commissions Act says they cannot appeal. So I'm afraid we cannot depend on the third leg of the separation of powers in the Constitution to defend our rights anymore. They are in lockstep with this administration.
I agree with you, and I think any of our listeners out there who really believe that Roberts and the other fellow that Bush put in there are going to adhere to the Constitution to protect your freedom are sadly mistaken. Those people were appointed to the Supreme Court to make you feel better. When push comes to shove, they're going to be on the wrong side. Isn't it terrible when Ruth Bader Ginsburg is more concerned about our freedom than the people put in there by the Republicans?
Yes, of course, that's convenient for them. They know that their constituency expects them to, you know, like the ACLU. The ACLU, you know, which comes from a very leftist background, is out there occasionally, you know, defending the rights of free speech. And most of the time they do that because it's the people on the left who have heretofore historically been denied free speech by CIA and FBI, and now they seem obligated to continue to deny it, even though they have no sympathy for those on the right who are decrying these same things. And it's very convenient to them because the whipping boy is someone who's pretending, George Bush and his administration, someone who's pretending to be on the right, who in fact is not the George Bush administration. It's globalist and socialist in orientation, and certainly conspiratorial in those aspects, and therefore is not truly right-wing. And we see this continuing to play out in the surge to go to war with continued war in Iraq and with what's coming up in Iran. The hostage crisis is over, but certainly not the threat of war. And with this week's release of the British hostages in Iran, the world kind of has breathed a collective sigh of relief, but I believe this is premature. Even oil prices dip only temporarily because as they rebounded, oil traders sense that tensions in the Middle East are still climbing.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to get out your web address so people would know how they could possibly get a free copy of your weekly review and hopefully subscribe for you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And you can indeed, your listeners, get a copy of the current brief as a one-time free sample. There is a modest subscription price for the World Affairs Brief for my weekly analysis of the news, as we're doing here. And they can get that by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if you forget that, you can go to worldaffairsbrief.com and explains that on the summary of the current World Affairs Brief. But one of the most important services we provide on the website is a daily rundown of the top news stories that are culled from hundreds of news stories by my research volunteers, so that you can click on that and see the entire story. And then I do an analysis each Friday of these various news stories and put together the pieces of what is not being mentioned in mainstream news sources. There's lots of other things on the website. On the right-hand column, you have many of my archival material about the cover-ups the government has been involved in, everything from the JFK assassination to the Oklahoma City bombing to the falsification of the reason for TW-800 being taken down by missiles, and many other interesting things. On the left-hand side, you'll find a listing of some of the books I've published on preparedness so that you can get ready for what I believe is going to be a takedown of this country and a massive retaliation from our continued intervention in the world around us. And it's not for democracy, I can assure you. There is an interesting piece that is the sets out my general theory about how things are going to happen, and it's piece on the right-hand side called Strategic Threats of the Coming Decade. If you click on that, you get about a 30-page summary of how I view the three major predator centers in the world and how they're, that is Russia, China, and the United, or an Anglo-American establishment, the globalists, and how they're each attempting to establish a new world order and what their various strategies are as we come down, and you'll be able to see much more clearly what the underlying agenda is between what our government is really doing in continuing to intervene in the Middle East.
All right, very good. Well, I do hope people will certainly avail themselves of the information available on the World Affairs Brief, which I do every morning. What's the next subject we're going to cover?
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the hostages were released. Both Iran and the U.S. were playing the hostage game, even though the media made this out to be Iran's unilateral provocation. Behind the apologies and the peaceful resolution of the crisis, there was some linkage between the British hostage taken by Iran, the British hostages, that is, and the Iranian diplomat taken earlier by Americans in Iraq. British journalist Patrick Cockburn has the summary here, and I'll quote a little bit from his report. He said, and I think your listeners may remember, that there were five Iranians that were taken hostage in the northern province of or the city of Kirkuk, the oil-rich area of Kurdistan. And but he says a botched attempt by the U.S. to abduct two senior Iranian officials on a visit to Iraq 10 weeks ago was the flashpoint for the current crisis, in which Iran detained 15 British sailors. What happened is, apparently, in the attempt to capture capture these two high intelligence officials from Iran who were visiting the city of Arbil where this raid took place, the U.S., in fact, missed getting the ones that they intended, ended up rounding up five low-level diplomats from Iran who were setting up a diplomatic mission in this northern province. Since the targets of the original U.S. raid in Arbil eluded capture, Iraqi commandos under U.S. control were sent out to target and kidnap Jalal Shafari, an Iranian diplomat who was the second mission head in Baghdad. And this was the same Shafari who was ultimately offered up by the British, which shows that they're in cahoots with this hostage-taking, offered up by the British to the Iranians in this hostage trade. Now, that said, President or Prime Minister Tony Blair denied that there was any exchange of hostages, but everybody knows it's just like the Israelis. They say, we will not give trade hostages, but they have this arrangement whereby they say, well, you release someone and just say this was a gesture of goodwill, and then we'll release someone as a gesture of goodwill, and then we'll be able to both deny that it was a hostage trade. The trouble is with Israel, they end up yielding up 200 to 300 prisoners for every hostage that the Palestinians yield back to them. Very grossly lopsided. But obviously, despite the good feelings now, you know, after the hostages are back in London, hours after they arrived in London, Tony Blair accused the Iranian regime of, quote, financing, arming, and supporting terrorist attacks on UK forces in Iraq. So he's playing the same game the Americans are. And it was used as an excuse to justify the four more British troops that were killed in a roadside bomb. In other words, he tried to put the blame on Iran to continue the saber-rattling of the British people, upset already about the hostage situation. So obviously these provocations and saber-rattling continue. On the U.S. side, you had two U.S. warplanes that, quote, strayed over Abadan City. This is the center of Iran's southern oil installations in Khuzestan province. And they were up at higher altitudes displaying highly visible contrails, which was telling. It means they weren't in there trying to secretly invade Iranian airspace. They did it blatantly when you go up at the altitude. And it was also meant to, I believe, what we do in the military called trolling for a missile, anti-aircraft missile battery reaction. You send aircraft in at higher altitude to try to lure them into shooting missiles, then you have other aircraft that can target those missile batteries for destruction. We did that very successfully in Vietnam. But so far, Iran isn't taking the bait. I think it's obvious that the U.S. and Britain are trying to provoke something out of Iran so that they can justify going in and attacking. Now, as we talked about in last week's brief, there was this leaked Russian report through Andrei Ugunov, who's a very respected journalist. I think he got snookered by some Russian disinformation, supposedly saying that today was the attack date for U.S. forces. There is no sign of that attack taking place. I felt that the report was false just because it had too much detail in it. The Russians would not be stupid enough to reveal that much detail because it would point to how much they had infiltrated U.S. Top-secret planning sessions if they knew all that they had known. What is probable is that the U.S. has alerted Russia that the attack is coming so that Russia can remove its 100 or so advisors, and they have been removed from the Bushehr nuclear plant that Russia is just finishing up for Iran, which will be destroyed in this attack. The United States is not eager to get a lot of Russians killed in this, and that's why they give secret warning to them. And naturally, the U.S. knows that the Russians are going to warn the Iranians of when that's coming, too. So there is no need for this kind of a leak to go through the press. That was done more to discredit forces that believe that attack is coming, because it will be like crying wolf.
And we'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperFood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperFood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm Dr. Stan back here for the last segment with Joel Skousen in the World Affairs Brief, and certainly Joel was talking about the fact that the Russians are pulling their personnel out of the nuclear plant that they've been building there in Iran, and didn't also our State Department send a message out to Americans there in the Middle East?
In Bahrain.
Yes. To us to start thinking about leaving?
Yes, in fact, American business personnel and their wives and families have been evacuated already from Bahrain, and so that is also an indication that the U.S. knows an attack is coming. It's also important to know that the U.S. has shipped in 500 or 600 additional Patriot missiles into the Middle East theater, including Kuwait, Bahrain, Dubai, and other places to protect all these people from Iranian counterattack, which they know is surely going to come. Now, I suspect in terms of timing that, when we're talking about no real need to attack, they can sit back now and just attack at whatever time they want. Certainly it has to be done, I believe, before Bush leaves office and well before that, because you don't want to be having an attack going on in a major war going on during the transition between governments. So I think it definitely is going to occur this year, and it probably will occur, within a few weeks. But frankly, even if it doesn't occur, even if the powers that be who control our government decide to really throw people off and get them so that they believe that all these warnings have been crying wolf, it will eventually happen. Like what I say about Russia and China, who are continue to build weapons of mass destruction to preemptively strike the West. It doesn't matter if it hasn't happened during the 80s or the 90s, and it hasn't happened, and it probably won't happen even in this decade. As long as they're still arming, as long as they're still practicing in their military exercises a preemptive strike on the United States, then it will come someday. And it doesn't matter if warning after warning goes by, we must continue to be vigilant and watch for the time when these people will strike back. There has never been a weapon created, Dr. Stan, that has not eventually been used. And Hiroshima and Nagasaki were not the only use of nuclear weapons that we'll see in our lifetimes.
I fear you're right. Well, I think we're entering a very difficult period. I just hope and pray that if we do attack, we will not use nuclear weapons, because that would certainly open Pandora's box.
Yes. I don't think that nuclear weapons are necessary for this attack. What they're really wanting to do is bring Iran to its knees. Here's what one of my Israeli sources said, what the Israeli government is expecting. First, American and Israeli strikes will bombard the Iranian oil fields, their pipelines and refineries. Because Tehran imports 60% of its refined fuel, including gasoline, an attack which put the Abadan refineries out of action would cut off all gasoline supplies to Iranian motorists and industry, force the government to draw on its emergency reserves that are set aside for military use. Second, a U.S. blitz against Karg Island and the Lavan group of islands in the Persian Gulf has its purpose to knock out Iran's main oil export terminals. They stress that Americans make no secret of the plans to hit hard at Iranian economy in order to bring the Islamic Republic to its knees on the nuclear question. Now, I think what they're really aiming at, Dr. Stan, is to create chaos in Iran. They won't have to invade and occupy. They're simply going to let all of the opposition groups decry what Ahmadinejad has brought upon him. They'll have some new government form out of this, and the U.S. Will essentially have achieved its goal, which will have to defang Iran in terms of its military potential and to bring it to its knees economically. This also plays into the role, I believe, of oil manipulation. In other words, one of the things that we saw coming out of the Iraq War was that they continued to allow agent provocateurs and other terrorists to attack the Iraqi pipelines so that Iraqi oil production and shipments dropped at least 50% and are still not up past 50% of what normal was before the war. And the same thing will happen with the Iranian supply. What this does is it keeps these supplies in the ground as a hedge against peak oil, so that the U.S. can continue to control these in the next world war by keeping them in the ground. That is, they're not being pumped out. In Iraq, they're making plans, of course, to let American oil companies back in to develop the reserve oil fields of Iraq, and I'm sure they're looking to do something in Iran as well. But all you have to do is literally destroy the Iranian economy, and those people who are used to a great deal of affluence will start to cry for accommodation with the West.
And not only that, but the price of oil here in the United States will go up. The oil companies will make a lot of money. But the most important thing is now we can get the American people to ration the use of gasoline for their cars because it's going to be so expensive. And one of the major thrusts of the people working behind the scenes is to get the price of gasoline up so we're forced to cut back on our utilization of our SUVs and our cars as well. And when gasoline
Absolutely.
Is $8 a gallon, well, there's not going to be that many people driving. And that's one of the major thrusts of our policy. But you can't do that, you know, tell the people they're going to ration gas. We just get the price so high that people will ration it themselves.
That's right. And when it appears as if war is the cause, there's nothing that can remedy this. And in terms of, so the people will acquiesce to $5 and $6 a gallon prices of gas. I was frankly quite surprised that even at $3, and it's now $3.50 in California, in places that I was just last weekend, it still hasn't stopped people's driving habits. So I guess it will have to go to $5 or $6 an hour or a gallon for people to stop and conserve. And obviously, we have built our entire economy around the commute. And the powers that be in this country want urbanization. They want people to be funneled into large cities. They do not want what they call urban sprawl, which allows for people to have freedom. I am for urban sprawl because I think people need their own garden plots. They need yards that they can turn into gardens someday so that they're not held hostage to a government that allows our country to be attacked, which destroys our infrastructure, ability to ship in food and fuel around, and people have to have a great deal of self-sufficiency in order to survive this. Not to mention the social unrest that will happen in the high urban centers.
Well, Joe, we're out of time. I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right. Thanks
so much. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and let me just suggest to you that we are entering very difficult times. I mean, the honeybees are disappearing. Oh, our government just can't figure out why those honeybees are disappearing. Of course, we've actually, most of our corn crops in America contain a gene that will kill caterpillars, but all that, you know, the poison that we put in corn isn't going to kill honeybees. Why? Has anybody done any studies to show that? Well, no, but we have no idea. We just aren't smart enough to figure out why that's happening, or why we've had a 60-fold increase in autism in America, or why our kids, when they graduate from high school, can't compete with children throughout the world, or why all of our jobs and factories are moving overseas. Oh, we just can't figure out any of these things. We're just so incompetent. We can't win the war in Iraq. We can't win the war in Afghanistan. Oh, shucks. I wish we just could figure out why not. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they know why not. They are going to destroy America. There are people who hate our country because they worship a different God. And America, as a once great Christian nation, is their target. The enemy is not Osama bin Laden in a cave. It is those people who dream a different dream, who march to a different drumbeat, who certainly are intent upon destroying America. You need to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available on video, DVD, or you can get the book. You need to get my talk, Forbidden Secret. And it's available on DVD or video. And of course, it tells you the secret that has been passed on for 5,000 years down to the secret societies, and now should be so apparent to everyone. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, where we simply quote from President Bush's speeches. It's all there. Do you know who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm? George Bush referred to that angel twice in the first inaugural address. And of course, you get our syllabus, you'll get the inaugural address. You can read about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. But nobody has ever asked who's that angel he's talking about. In fact, why is he talking about an angel riding in the whirlwind directing the storm? Well, there's so much you're never going to get elsewhere. That's why my talk on Forbidden Secret is so important. You need to understand, and then you need to help us to get the word out. The other DVDs you need to get by my good friend Chris Pinto, entitled The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. His latest one, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. You must learn the secret that at the very time when America was created, there were secret societies here that were intent upon one day in the future, perhaps even now, using America's military and financial power to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. It's all there, very, very clear. It's sculptured in the stones of our nation's capital. Now, these are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day directly or directly on the Internet. We're an hour here on American Freedom Network, an hour on Genesis, 3 hours at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's now.